Welcome to Career Homemaker Podcast. I'm your host, Kim, and I'm excited to inspire you to embrace creativity, boost productivity, and find fulfillment in your daily life. Join us for practical tips and uplifting stories that help you cultivate a joyful and contented home. In today's episode, we are going to be focusing on Mary. We're going to learn a lesson from her. God's will for us may be hard. We may be raising a special needs child or a special child. For Mary, the child was special, very special, like change the world special. The announcement was special too. It was given by an angel. The birth was special. No midwife, and she was not in her hometown near her mom. And the child's growing up years would be filled with knowing this child, Jesus, is different than the other children. Let's start with the angel's announcement. Listen for Mary's response to the message the angel gave her. I'm going to read Luke 1, 26 through 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this be? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. So first, she is confused and disturbed. The angel gives more instructions. Second, she asks her main question. The angel gave more instruction. Third, she accepts God's will and says she is the Lord's servant. All right, Mary's circumstances were far from normal. Likewise, our circumstances may not be normal either. But here we are. What has been our response? More importantly, what is our response right now? Let's start with today. Like Mary, we too can be confused and disturbed. We may be confused and disturbed by where we are and the responsibilities we have been given and who we are to be with day by day. You may be thinking, "This is not how I thought life would be." Do not be afraid. Even though your circumstances are not normal. Homemaker, what is your main question? Mary asked her main question, so can we. Be bold enough to ask God. You may have asked it 100 times already, but don't give up. Ask again. The angel's response was, nothing is impossible with God. Your role may not be what you wanted, but I think the message to us is still the same. Do not be afraid, for nothing is impossible with God. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. There's a song like that. What we need to remember is our part. When we are a follower of Jesus, we are a servant of the Almighty God. And our lives will look different because we follow His plan, not the world's plan. Accept today and do your best today. Do not be afraid about tomorrow. In fact, hope for tomorrow. For nothing is impossible with God. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, like Mary, we can be confused by your plan. We have questions. God, I ask that you answer my listeners' questions. Reaffirm your plan for their lives. Remove fear and doubt from their hearts and minds. For nothing is impossible with you, God. I pray for the gift of peace for each woman today. Fear aside and accept God's gift of peace. We thank you for this in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Ladies, I wrote that a couple weeks ago, and I can honestly say it's been hard. It's been hard in my house. I am confused and I am disturbed too. I have to remind myself, just like I've told you, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. So whatever you face, remember that. You can ask questions to God. Try and get down to the main question. What's your main question to God? And ask that. Hope in the Lord. Next year is a new year. And God's got something for you next year. He's got new joy. He's got new hope. He's got new things for you to look forward to. So hope in the Lord. That's all for this year. I will be streaming new episodes next year. Have a wonderful holiday and Christmas celebration the next few weeks. And may God bless you and your family during this time. Have a productive, creative, and fulfilling career as a homemaker.